Women, we must take back our body image from the media. They are telling us way too many things to do to improve. And you know my biggest gripe? Feminine hygiene products. You know why? Because what these people are saying to us is that our sacred hoo-hoo area, the conduit of birth, is not up to par. And we need to do work. I mean, look, if you ever go down that aisle in the supermarket, a whole aisle full of products for our hoo-hoo area. There are more of those kinds of products on supermarket shelves than breakfast cereals, and breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Conversely, you do not see an aisle for the male hoo-hoo area. Apparently, it's perfect. There is no product necessary to help them deal with all the scratching and digging they be doing down there. And also, it seems that the male who area smells fresh 24/7. Oh yeah, that combination of pee and sweat. Why don't you let me have another whiff? Let it waft up and tickle my nostrils, please. Why don't we make an air freshener out of it, huh? Instead of a stick up, how about a dick up, huh? How about that? How about that? Some of these products they're making for us women don't make sense. I saw a product, a maxi pad with walls. Oh, we're building stuff down there now, are we? Perhaps Bob Vila should get a new show called This Old Vagina. On today's shows, we'll be putting shelves on the vaginal wall and enlarging the G-spot area, because God knows no man can find it. Some of these products are downright dangerous. There was one product called a maxi pad with baking soda. I wrote to these people. Come on, what if a woman with a yeast infection puts this on? And it's a hot day. She could start producing baked goods right in her underwear, people. Cookies, cakes, and pies right in her underwear. All she'd have to do is shake and bake. She's walking along, a biscuit falls out. Well, nothing says loving like something hot fresh out the oven. Dangerous. Dangerous.